Well, good morning, Keystone. Thanks for joining us online. Hope you had a great Christmas. Wherever you are, let's stand and sing together this morning.
From heaven's throne, you came to us and set your heart upon the cross. We'll never know the sacrifice you made for all our sin and all our shame. You took the nails and took our place. No one else could do what you have done.
Sing one name.
One name is higher. One name is stronger than any grave, than any throne. Christ exalted over all. And from the grave where death would die, you rose again and brought us life. You're reigning now, the Savior of the world. You're reigning now, the Savior of the world. One name is higher, one name is stronger. curse of sin's tyranny. My life is hidden 'neath heaven's shadows. Your crimson flood covers me.
Psalm 145 tells us, I will exalt you, my God the King, and bless your name forever and ever. I bless your name every day. I praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and mighty to be praised. Let's sing this together.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. Restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise.
As we come before you this morning, I think just that song alone, it humbled me. As I'm thinking through in this Christmas season, it's not that you're just great in big, majestic, huge ways. It's you're great in humble ways. You're so humble that the God of the universe thought it the best to come in the form of a baby. In this Christmas season, I'm so reminded that not only are you great in these huge things, you're also so humble in every single way. God, we don't deserve you, but yet you died for us. We don't deserve you, but yet in this crazy, chaotic world, you still brought peace through the humble birth of a mighty king. We thank you, God. In your name I pray, amen. Well, good morning, Keystone. My name is Daniel Nemers, and I just want to welcome you, coming right off of Christmas. We hope you guys had a great holiday. And also, I know tonight, or this morning, actually looks a little bit different, because guess what? We're virtual, right? And honestly, the main reason we're doing this is just because we want to say thank you to our volunteers who are here every single week serving faithfully. And at this point, we're like, hey, thank you for your service. We want you to just enjoy this morning and actually participate in worship. For some of you, for the first time in a long time, because you've been serving so much, honestly, this morning is just a thank you to all of you. So, for those of you who maybe this is your first time actually seeing what Keystone is, we want to welcome you. And there's two ways you can get involved. You can either text Keystone to 94,000 so you can get to know us and we can get to know you. And there's another way, actually, to participate in step one. It's this night coming up here soon where actually we get to meet you, you get to meet us, and we actually get to tell you, hey, this is who we are, this is what our vision is, this is where God is taking us, and guys, just be involved here, Like, we want to get to know you. We actually want to show you Jesus. It's going to be an incredible night. January 3rd, 4 to 5:30. You can actually find that on our website at keystonelife.com to register. So if you're new, we want to get to know you. If you want to get plugged in, we want to get to know you. And last but not least, it is not quite the end of 2020, right? It's December 27th. So if you want to get your year-end giving in before the end of 2020, you can also go to our website at keystonelife.com. And we have actually preaching to us today, Todd Wallace, who's our founding pastor here at Keystone. He's going to be bringing forward this incredible subject, peace, which I know that we all need in big ways and in small ways. So I just want to pray for you, Todd.
That'd be great.
God, I thank you so much for your word and whatever Todd's going to be preaching to us. I honestly can't wait. There are so many areas in my life where I need your peace, and I don't know how to find it. I don't know where it comes from, but God, you give it out freely. So God, I pray that you would inspire Todd as he's talking to us, and I pray that everybody who's watching on this live stream would be paying attention and dialed in. You know, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Daniel, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Can you believe it? I as I've been thinking about Christmas, I'm really glad that it came at this point in the year. Are you not as well? The gift of Christmas at the end of 2020. So I'm really glad to be here. I loved Christmas all growing up. I still love Christmas. But I remember loving Christmas growing up, and I think everybody does, right? Okay, great. But I do remember one specific one. It was one that I received as one of my gifts, as the pinnacle of all gifts, a boombox. And some of you have no idea what a boombox is. I know. But it's one of those things that, maybe if you've ever seen people do this, you know, like kind of put it on their shoulder and they go like that. It was one of those. And it was also one that had a cassette player. I know some of you don't know what that is either. You could play the radio, and when your favorite song came on, you press record, and you think, I got it. Yes! And then you could listen to it whenever you wanted to. So that was like the Christmas of all Christmases, and I have a whole bin of cassettes of like all the radio songs. Christmas, right? Well, interesting. I became a Christ follower when I was around 22 years old, and I love Christmas, but I came into Christmas as a Christ follower, and I began to think, wait, what's going on here? Why are you all these stores are doing all this stuff and presents and all this hectic stuff? And I know that because now I know Jesus. I did that all my life. Why are you doing that now? And I began to be Mr. Grumpy Pants. And my family was like, yeah, you were. I was, because there was this kind of angst in my soul of, it's all commercialized now, and jingle bells, and oh, what fun. And I think, guys, no, it's not, you don't know. And there was really a part in my soul that was really torn apart. And so I have been on this journey of unscrooging myself, that, and maybe some of you are kind of understand what I'm talking about. And one of those ways that has been like that for me, obviously, is pursuing Jesus, knowing why he came, knowing what he did. But part of it is me slowing down on the songs that we sing. Have you ever done that? You know, some of you that grew up in church, you know, you've sung these songs all your life, and then all of a sudden you start down and you go, I've sang that song 1,000 times, but I didn't even know it said that. Hark the herald angels sing. The year was 1739. Charles Wesley penned this song. Hark the herald angels sing. Hark. We don't use that a lot. Hark is to say, listen up. We're going to declare something. Listen up. So hark, the heralding. So this is that they're proclaiming the herald angels sing. And so this song goes by like one of those songs, right? Right? You just kind of, glory to the Nubian King. We sing it without even kind of slowing down. So let me slow down a little bit on this Christmas weekend. Hark, listen up. The herald angels sing, glory to this newborn King. Peace, peace on earth. And mercy mild. Oh, so gentle. It's mercy. His mercy. God and sinners reconciled. That's epic. on a song that came by like this, na na na. It's a harking of God and sinners reconciled. That begins the kind of right kind of emotion in my soul, does it not? And so this morning, I want to go to that story in Luke 2. And so if you have a Bible, this is the story where the angels are truly proclaiming that. So if you're in Luke 2, go ahead and turn to Luke 2. These verses will also be on the screen as well. But we're going to pick it up at verse 13. Now, understand, the angels already come to Mary and Joseph. They already know what's coming. The angels also come to Zechariah and said, hey, John, your son's going to come. And now the angel is going to come to the shepherds. And here's what it says in verse 13. Suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts. I hope we could replay that in heaven. Like, can you show me that one thing again? The heavenly host, right? Suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. Peace. Peace on earth. Now, the angels could have said a lot of things right here. Don't you agree? They could have said, the kingdom is near, right? They could have been harking that. They could have been heralding that. They could have been heralding salvation belongs to our God. They could have said, blessing on all nations, right? Genesis 12 being fulfilled. Here it comes. It's going to be awesome. They didn't. This was their message. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. And the angels are actually echoing what Zechariah has already said just above. If you go one chapter before, Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. Listen to this. This is Zechariah talking about his son that's coming and what he will do. He says this, because of our God's merciful compassion, the dawn from on high will visit us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Into the way of peace. Are you anything like me and you think, out of everything we've been around, everything we've gone through in 2020, peace. It's got that kind of deep breath feel to it, doesn't it? Peace to his people. And so I would love for us to unpack this idea of peace at the end of 2020. And let's ask the question, what does that really look like? Okay? Peace. When have you experienced it before? When have you sung about it before? What do you think of when you think of peace? Well, there's a couple here. There's a couple songs. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, right? Jack Frost nipping at your nose. It has this kind of, aww. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, right? And a bunch of crazy kids dressed up like Eskimos. You know, I mean, it's just, oh, things are good, right? It's well. How about silent night? Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Oh, sleep in heavenly peace, right? That's how it ought to be. It's how it should be. It makes me think of Psalm 23, right? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. I have all that I need. And he lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, peace. The first observation here, Jesus came to earth on this Christmas season to give us peace within. Peace within. I have a couple texts that I want you to see. This is John 14, 27. Jesus is speaking, he says this, peace I leave with you. May peace, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. And we go, yeah, we know that. He says, I don't give like the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. right? The assumption is, but instead, I give you peace. Keystone. And everybody's watching. Jesus came in Christmas to give us peace. Another verse, John 16, 33. I have told you these things, Jesus talking. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world, but be courageous. I have conquered the world. Jesus says, I have come, oh, in this Christmas season to give you peace. Now, there's going to be suffering. There's going to be things that are going to be difficult. But don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. The baby in the manger is going to overcome everything. And because that's true, I'm going to bring you peace. One more, perhaps the one I reference most in my own life, is Philippians chapter 4. And listen to this. This is now, the Apostle Paul is now speaking about this peace. And he says this, the Lord is near. He says, don't worry about anything. I know, that's in the Bible. Don't worry about anything. But he's dead serious. Look at this. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And look at this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Why? Because Jesus is coming. In Christ Jesus. That peace doesn't even make any sense. It goes beyond understanding, beyond comprehension. That peace will guard your hearts and your minds. The Hebrew idea here, if this is kind of reminding you of something in the Old Testament, it's the idea of shalom. Even when you say the word, it's like, shalom. And that word really needs lots of words to describe it. Here's a list. Wholeness, completeness, soundness, health, safety, prosperity, carrying with it the implication of permanence. This is a settled state of just, this is right, this is good, this is peace. Oh, that we would know the kind of peace that he brought us to us this Christmas season. But there's more peace to be had. So if the first one is peace within, or the second one is going to be peace with others. Okay, peace with others. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 and 18. Paul says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Give careful thought to do what is honorable in everyone's eyes, and if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. You see, Jesus came to give us peace in our own souls, but he also came to be a model of peace with others. And there are a ton of passages we can go through. Here are a couple. Philippians 2. Consider others as more important than yourself. Have your same attitude as Christ Jesus, who emptied himself and became a servant for the sake of the world, right? Verses that talk about don't show partiality. Don't show favoritism. Don't do that. It wrecks peace. Colossians 3. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. John 13. Jesus speaking says, love one another. Why? As I have loved you. He's saying as far as it pertains to you, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So here's the point. Jesus came to give us peace, but he came to give us peace relationally, and he's the one that shows us that that's even possible because of his example. As far as it pertains to you, live at peace. But there is still more peace to be had on this Christmas weekend. Yes, peace within, peace with others, but the most important thing, and please don't jump over this, please listen, peace with God himself. Peace with God himself. And the greatest Christmas text, probably that's never read on Christmas, this is the greatest Christmas text of all. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Listen to this. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Why? Through, or how? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read it again. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He came so that we would have peace with the King of the universe, with the God of the universe, with our Heavenly Father. That blows me away. And you know why that blows me away? That's not my disposition to be at peace with God. Some of you, hopefully all of you, would remember the time when that was not true, right? I remember I became a Christ follower when I was 22, and any time before that, if someone would have said, are you at peace with God? I would have gone, I don't know, right? Maybe, I'm not a bad person, right? I haven't murdered people, you know what? So I'm assuming, right, and that's a bad assumption, because what the scriptures say is actually what in Colossians 1:21 says, once we were alienated and hostile in our minds as expressed in our evil actions, we were at odds, we were not at peace. Even if we thought we were, God was saying, no, that's not true. We are not in right relationship here. I made you. I am sustaining you by all things. Remember Colossians? We just talked about this a couple weeks ago. You are not worshiping or thanking me for anything. And so we're at enmity. Pastor Brent, right, just on Christmas Eve, read this text out of Colossians 1:19. It says, for God was pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him, Jesus, and through him to reconcile everything to himself, whether things in earth and things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That is what he did. Jesus came for you and I to reconcile that relationship. Hark, the herald angels sing, God and sinners reconciled. That is the reality of what Christmas is about and what he came to do. Shane and Shane, you guys know the musician Shane and Shane. I got to meet one of the Shanes. It's probably the other Shane. Anyway, I got to meet him. Their bus broke down in Ames once, and we got to go help them kind of take their gear. And, you know, the whole time I'm like, because I've been following him, those guys, since early 90s. They have a song that when I heard it the first time, I went, whoa. Because I wasn't ready for it. Born to Die is the name of the song. And the lyrics go like this. When the babe was born in a manger on the hay, God saw a veil torn. He saw Good Friday. He was born to die. God laid before the Christ incense, his presence sweet. Myrrh to signify victory over death's sting. He was born to die. It's not exactly the thing that we think of right off the bat in Christmas, is it? But the reason he came to die is to God and sinners reconciled. That's the gift of Christmas. That's where we are. We have been brought together. The Father now looks down on us, on you and I. If those of you are in Christ, he says, you're mine. He says, you are my child. He says, you're now co-heirs with Christ. I am brought you together. You are now my people. I am yours. You are mine. And the God of the universe is saying to us, look up. Look up. Look up to me. No more hanging your head. No more shame. No more hiding. No longer are we at odds. Don't do that anymore. Right? Do you remember when Jesus came to Peter, and Peter's on the boat, and he's been fishing all night, and there's no fish at all? Jesus came up and said, hey, Peter, put your nets in the side. He's like, dude, seriously, we were doing this all night, but that's cool. I'll go ahead and put the nets in, right? Put his nets in, came back full of fish. And if you guys have seen The Chosen, which you should, it's an incredibly well done film. Specifically, even that one of the chapters is about that event. And Peter does this. Peter goes, apart from me, I'm a sinful man, right? That was the position. It was, I've come into the place of holiness. That's what children do, right? When you get in trouble, what happened? Well, I right? That's the disposition. It's even the disposition of my dog. My dog's like that. When I first got him, just a couple years ago, he said, come here. Anyway, he went. I mean, he's barely looking up because there must have been something that happened. His previous owner was abusive or something. He got disciplined. Whatever it is, this was the disposition. And on Christmas Day, God the Father is saying, no, head up. Look, look at me. No shame, no more. No, dude, this is not your disposition. Look up. I have been, this the relationship has been restored. Jesus paid it all. This is the peace with me that he came to give you. That is a Christmas gift. We no longer have to be in shame anymore. And we now have a right relationship with the King of the universe. What a gift of peace. Now, there is an important part here of Luke chapter 2 that I want you to see. Go back to Luke chapter 2. Remember, the multitudes are with saying together, glory to God. Verse 14, glory to God of the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. Okay, so peace on earth to people he favors. Who's that? Is that everyone? Well, God loves everyone, absolutely. But he's brought a peace of relationship to his people who will respond in faith. That's his people. He's been drawing back people ever since the garden. Come, 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 I will give you peace. For some of you, you might say, I've never accepted that. I don't know that I have peace with God. Oh, wouldn't this be a great Christmas? I mean, you know, you could look back on 2020 and go, holy cow, 2020, are you kidding? But on Christmas, I gave my life to Jesus. And I have peace with him. I have peace in my soul. I'm learning to live in peace with those around me. It's because I gave my life to Jesus and I recognize that he came for me. He died on the cross for my sins. And he rose again, proving that he did everything that he said he would do. And now I've been given righteousness with the Father. And now I can look at him and not be ashamed anymore. That would be a Christmas present. Do it. Give your life to Jesus. Ask those in your family. Ask us when we come back here, just after the new year, when we come back, ask us, how do we do that? We'd love to help you. Because here's what is true. You will never have peace in your soul, nor will you find peace with others unless you have peace with God. You can try. You're not going to find it. Peace with God. This is the miracle of Christmas. This is the glory of Christmas. And this is why the angels are harking and heralding glory to the newborn king. This is the Christmas gift of peace to us all. Keystone Church and all of you guys who are watching, gather around the table, eat meals, play games, enjoy giving and receiving presents if you haven't done that already. And as you do, let God grant you the peace within that only comes from him. Live at peace with everyone as far as you can, as far as it pertains to you. And then enjoy the peace with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Spirit. It's because Jesus came for us on Christmas that all these things can be true today and are true today. I would like us to read together at the end. So if you have scriptures, it'd be really great if you turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Famous passage. You've probably seen it, heard it all the time. But if you have it in front of you, it will be on the screens as well. But I'd like us just to read this out loud as our final benediction for our today. Listen to this, Isaiah 9:6. Say this with me. For a child will be born for us. A son will be given to us. And the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Would you pray with me? Oh God, I am sorry that I've been so bad at understanding Christmas from my life and then even into my time knowing you. Lord, forgive me, because the truth of Christmas is you came for us to show us peace, true peace. And Lord, I do not want this Christmas to go by and all the lights and all the New Year's resolutions and all the things that I typically gave my time to and what can I have and now what can I buy and whatever it is. Those things are good because they're gifts from you, but the gift is not there. The gift is in the peace that you brought, Lord, and please give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and minds and hearts to understand this beautiful, beautiful Christmas gift that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would help one person give a life to Jesus this morning. That would be awesome. And maybe there'd be more. Pull in your people, Lord, that we might understand your peace. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's holy name on this Christmas weekend. And we all together said, amen. Let's sing out to this King.
Surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every way at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. Tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Cannot be overcome.
Of the world, and darkness went, nope, I'm out. Because he's the light of the world, and he came to bring peace to you and I. Peace internal, yes. Peace with one another. Let's continue to work for that. But truly, for peace between us and him. May the King of the universe give us an ability to comprehend and experience this peace this Christmas weekend. Oh Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts and minds to comprehend the love that you have for us, so that we might declare your name is light and alive in our hope and the grace to us. Pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. May you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Go in grace and peace, and Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.